USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate sitting as a court of impeachment stands adjourned, sine die.
The Senate voting to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. While the obstruction of Congress charge went along party lines, 53 to 47, the abuse of power article...
48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged.
The one Republican to vote guilty, Utah's Mitt Romney.
With my vote, I will tell my children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
Jay Sekulow is one of the president's lawyers.
The president won. The office of the president won. The Constitution won.
There's now word that Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have asked the Secret Service to turn over the travel records of Hunter Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The House Commerce Committee is holding a hearing on vaping and the impact it has on public health. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Executives from Juul Labs, Reynolds American, and Enjoy were all on the hot seat for marketing techniques that have been tied to rising rates of youth vaping. Democratic chairman of the committee, Diana DeGetti, says the new guidelines may lead young people to use menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market.
These loopholes may lead to young people shifting to using menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market. In fact, there are reports that the shift is already happening.
Some new deaths have been reported in China due to the coronavirus. The count has risen by 73 in the past 24 hours and risen to 563. The number of confirmed cases is now up to 28,000 in China. Here in the U.S., there are 12 confirmed cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Hollywood icon has died.
I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus.
Oscar-winning movie star from the Golden Age, Kirk Douglas, has passed away. His son and fellow actor Michael Douglas announced his death on Instagram. In 1991, he spoke as he received the AFI Life Achievement Award.
A very touching evening for me. You know, several weeks ago, I was in a helicopter crash. They say at such moments, your life flashes before you like a movie. I was knocked out. I didn't see anything. But thank God, I got a second chance to see it tonight.
Douglas spoke openly about his struggles with depression and suicidal thoughts after he suffered a devastating stroke in 1996 and had to relearn how to speak. Steven Spielberg presented Douglas with his honorary Oscar for 50 years at the 68th Annual Academy Awards Ceremony right after Douglas had the stroke. Kirk Douglas is survived by Anne, his wife of more than 60 years, as well as his sons, Michael, Joel, and Peter. He was 103 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.